Dan, this time of year, people's New Year's resolutions tend to start fading away because change is really hard. It's hard to make changes. Why is that?
Remember the Beatles song, Yesterday. All my troubles seemed so far away. 9 out of 10 times, yesterday feels better than the change you're trying to make. And that's because we like consistency. We like sameness. So it's hard. We're fighting against almost our biology.
What have you learned about thinking about changes before we try to make them? What kind of conversation should I have with myself before I try to do anything?
Why is the first question. Why really do you want to make changes? Is it so you can fit in better? Is it so you can be like everybody else? Or is it something inside of you that you feel needs to be changed? So that's the first question that we need to ask ourselves. But to me, Mike, and a critical word in making change is devotion. How devoted are you to making the change, to engaging in the process, to falling on your butt over and over and still keep your eye on the ball? Are you willing to fail and start again and fail and start again? That's what I mean by devotion. So give yourself a break. Making change, especially significant change, is hard. The other question I'd want to ask is, are you making this change so that you could fit in better, or that you won't be so judged, or essentially change who you are? That's going to affect the prognosis. If it's something internal, if you want to try to change whatever, procrastination or whatever the issue is, first, sit down and generate compassion for the person you are right now. Because the person you are right now is a pretty good person. Once you develop compassion for who you are, then you're working with a whole different person. You're not working with the person who is defective in one area or who has failed in another area. You're working with the person who tries the best he or she can, who's committed to their own growth. You're working with that person.
And Dan, it sounds like we need to build failure into the process. You know, if I think about times I've tried to make changes, I try and then it doesn't work out. And then I'm like, yeah, I guess that's not going to be happening. And then I just go back to what I was doing before. But if I can think about failure right from the start as part of the process, that would set me up differently.
Oh, absolutely. Because with most changes, you will fail. I mean, think about it. If it's a significant change, you're not going to flip a switch. You're going to move towards something that's new for you. You're going to go slow. You're going to fail. And you're right, Mike. And if we build that into the equation, when we do fail, we're not going to beat ourselves up. We'll be able to go back and try again.
Thank you, Dan.
My pleasure, Mike, and thank you.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.